Let's see. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. And we're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for the Wahali Public Infrastructure District, number one, this Friday, November 10th, 2023, at 3 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Cal in South Jordan, Utah. For purposes of the audio recording, let's do a quick roll call and introduction for those participating in the meeting today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
I'm Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom's assistant.
I'm Jason Carroll. I'm a District Accountant.
Great.
And I'm John Kaiser, Secretary of the PID.
And this is Philip Dunn on the PID Board of Trustees.
Okay, great. Thanks, everybody. We're just going to quickly go through our agenda, which everyone has received, and which was noticed as required by Utah statutes. The board received in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the September 12, 2023 board meeting. Hopefully you had a chance to review that. Are there any questions?
None from me. This is Philip.
You've seen none. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the the September 12, 2023 board meeting minutes?
Yeah, this is Philip Dunn. I make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
You have a second?
Yes, I'll second it, John Kaiser.
Thank you. For the audio recording, Phil Dunn made the motion and John Kaiser did the second. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Let me just state for the record that this district is governed by a board of three, board of trustees. Two of the board of trustees are participating by phone today and video conference, John Kaiser and Phil Dunn. So we have a quorum of the board. The other board member was unable to join, but we have a quorum, so we're proceeding with the meeting. Thanks, everybody. Let's move on to the public hearing portion of the meeting. We're now going to conduct the public meeting hearing portion to adopt a tentative budget for 2024. Do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input? For the minutes, there are no members of the public present at the office of UrCal, and I do not see any members of the public participating via phone or video conference. I'm just going to give a few more seconds so the record is clear. We gave sufficient time for the public to respond. Okay, since we don't have any members of the public participating, we're going to close the public hearing portion of our meeting, and we're going to move on to the action items. And even though the action items say none, I'm going to impromptu just have a quick motion to consider approval of the tentative 2024 budget. CLA, the district accountant, has provided the Board of Trustees with a tentative 2024 budget. John Carroll of CLA is here to answer any questions about the tentative 2024 budget. So I'm going to turn this over to you, John, and see if any of the board has questions for you. Excuse me, Jason. Turn this over to you, Jason.
Yeah, no worries. I'm happy to walk through the budget kind of up to the pleasure of the board and kind of hit the high points if that's what you'd prefer. Otherwise, as you described, it was circulated in the packet. And so I'm also happy just to answer any questions that are had. Look to the board for a little bit of direction on how you want to move forward.
I think I'm good,
yeah,
John Kaiser. I think we could move forward.
Yeah, this is Phil Dunn. I also agree. I have no questions.
Great. Why don't we just, do we have a motion approving the tentative budget for 2024?
Yes, this is John Kaiser. I'll motion to approve the budget.
Do you have a second?
Yeah, this is Phil Dunn. I second the motion.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Just so the board knows, this preliminary meeting to approve a tentative budget is required by Utah statute. And now we will follow this up with the official adoption of the 2024 budget at our December board meeting. So it's kind of a two-step process. If you're wondering why we're doing it this way, it's because of Utah Public Infrastructure District statutes. So we have no further items on this agenda. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
Sure. This is John Kaiser. I'll motion to adjourn.
You have a second?
Phil Dunn, I second that motion.
Great, then this meeting stands adjourned. Gentlemen, we noticed we didn't know if there was going to be a lengthy discussion about the budget or not. So we noticed the second meeting of PID number 2 for 3:30. I know that's kind of super short for John Kaiser, but I think technically we can't move directly into that next meeting until 3:30. So
okay,
can we
understood.
Can we adjourn now and then just jump on right at 3:30?
Okay.
And then we'll work quickly, John, to get through that in a shorter time as possible and get you on your way.
Yeah, great. Whatever we could do. So I think I bought a 3:45. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.